Shimuch of Dalit Kisvei, and Yeshavi Beit Ois, Shema in Siras Olot. Certain letters, it's not clear if it's the right Tzura. It's not clear if it's a Yud or it's a little bit too long, it looks like a Vav. Or it's a Vav and it looks a little bit too long, it looks like a Nun Sofi, even though Nun Sofi is not really a Vav. But anyway, in situations that there's room for confusion, then you show to a Tinuk, Shenu Lechof and Lechtipos. He's not too wise and not too foolish. What does that mean? That means he's smart enough to know how to recognize letters. He doesn't know how to read words. Because if you read the words, then you automatically facilitate what the letter is supposed to be, even though it's a mistake. In Kray Karei Kosh Shev. If he reads it properly, then it's Kosh Vim Laposh. Tinok is Mechlokim. It's Machlekes between the different children. Olchemacha Rois. You go by the majority. This halacha is not put on the shulchan in the Mishnah Berurah. Daf kishanim is the pokim of the tinuk. The tinuk only helps in a case where we're not sure if this is yet the tzura sois or not the tzura sois. Mishum to us, they have a ragilu milsa b'yamli. It's just revealing to us, is this recognizable or not as such and such letter. Avol imad arayim she'ena iskil chosu v'chein nivsak yudah aleph yudayim v'shin ragliyatov gadoima. The crack in the letter, and we see that part of the parts that are supposed to be connected are disconnected, even though a child will read it as such a letter. You can have a shin, which the top of the shin, the three yudim on the top of the shin, is cracked. There's a gap between that. But even so, from the general form, the child will read it as a shin, even so it's possible. Since we see with our eyes that the letter is not written properly.